The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, look, I might be, it's 5 to 7, I might be the one out here, but I watch parliamentary question time in Britain, in the House of Commons, and apart from the fact that I think that John Bercow, the Speaker, is the best reality TV show in town. Look, if you want a good show, you watch John Bercow, he's amazing. But I think that Theresa May is outstanding, the way she handles all the stuff that's hoisted at her. But they seem to be determined to get rid of her, and she's going to go, and Boris Johnson's thrown his hat in the ring. Let's go to Adam and see what all this is about. Adam.
Well, it's her own side who are wanting to get rid of her as well. It's not even like the opposition have ganged up and somehow managed to wheedle her out.
That's correct.
It's absolutely down to 70 or 80 Conservative backbenchers, members of the so-called 1922 Committee, who wield such power within the Conservative Party. Actually, you kind of wonder sometimes if it's remotely constitutional or democratic. But anyway, they wield this power, and essentially they've had a big meeting with her today. The problem is that she cannot get her Brexit deal through Parliament, and all other alternatives keep being chucked out. So she's going to have, we think, a fourth vote on her deal in the first week of June. On the assumption that it'll fail like the other three votes failed, that will be it for her, and she will fall on her sword, therefore, in about 3 weeks' time. It will then take some process to get a new leader together, although essentially there'll have to be a stand-in prime minister while that happens. But it absolutely looks like she's been done for, as with Margaret Thatcher, frankly, by her own party.
Correct. I think it's just appalling. Her performances at Question Time are as good as any Prime Minister in the Western world, and far superior to anything we've got here, and certainly superior to that fellow Macron and others. I just find this amazing. Mind you, she took very bad advice at the last election. That's what cost her.
And she handed holding the last election, was not a great idea.
That's it. And then handing Brexit to the bureaucrats was also... Had she stuck to the Brexit of Lancaster House rather than change it in that meeting at Chequers, and Lancaster House was what? We're 2019, 2018, 2017, the meeting at Lancaster House. That was the Brexit she should have run with. Just a quick one on Iran.
Yeah, this is the UK joining others, the United States, Germany and the Netherlands, in expressing real concern about a threat from Iran, or in particular Iranian-backed paramilitaries, and that this extends to British targets, diplomats, forces, personnel, families, etc., in Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Qatar. They're taking this so seriously that we've been told the Foreign Affairs Iran unit is, quote, in full crisis mode. Yep. They're very worried about the tension between America and Iran basically spiralling out of control. Mm. But at this stage, it's warnings rather than actual things that have happened. At least that's the good news.
Absolutely. Well done, Adam.